Kia ora, it's Sam again from the Not at the Dinner Table podcast. This is the last chat I had with Lan Farm from Environment Canterbury and Local Government New Zealand, where we spoke about the future of local government, as well as the involvement of young people. Just before we get started, I want to say a big thank you to Lan for sitting down with me for all of these conversations and sharing her insights and her perspective. This week we're talking about the future of local government and what that looks like. And I was reading up the interim report done, which was about the reformation of local government, because just like Three Waters, just like RMA, Resource Management Act stuff, everything's being reformed. And so local government along with that. And it was something in that report that said that New Zealand has 11 regional councils, 61 territorial authorities, 6 unitary authorities, and 110 community boards. And I was just wondering if you could explain what each type of those authorities is.
Well, it is confusing, this whole system of local government. And I just want anyone who thinks, I have no idea what's going on there, to know that that's okay. And often, like, a lot of elected members don't even really understand the local government system until they're actually part of it. So we've got regional councils across the country. And as that name implies, they're of more like a larger regional scale. So, for example, in Canterbury, Waitaha, we are one regional council. But
regional council's Environment Canterbury?
Yeah, that's right, Environment Canterbury. And Environment Canterbury actually has within our boundaries 10 what's often referred to as territorial authorities, but they're actually just city or district councils. City and district councils, to explain what they do, it's more, I think of them as doing more like the day-to-day stuff of the place where you live. When you turn on the tap in the morning, like where your water comes from, when you flush the toilet, where your wastewater goes, you're recycling your waste. The regional council's role, broadly, just think anything natural. So like soil, water, air, climate change.
But also public transport.
Yeah, well, that's when it gets confusing. But then you have unitary authorities, which are like Auckland Council and also Nelson Council. They're called unitary authorities because they have not only the role of regional councils, but also the city or district council. It's sort of like Auckland Regional Council merged with like Auckland City Council. But then a lot of district councils or city councils also have community boards.
Community boards might represent, say, a suburb or sort of a group of people that have a particular interest in something, or a, sort of a cultural community group. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. They might have funding that they can get out into the community, like where it's most needed.
So another part of this report, well, the main issue that was listed, was the relationship between local government and central government. In particular, that central government just sees local governments as a tool to carry out its policies. So how did it get to the point where central government just sees local government as we servants?
I think it probably got to it potentially because there's very little understanding of how local government actually works within central government. At the last election, I think it was only one of the new incoming MPs had experience in local government. Oh, I've just forgotten his last name, but Tangi from Labour had been a Palmerston North City Councillor. I think because the way departments work with like ministers and that kind of thing, I think maybe it would be easy to see local government as an agency of central government, but people forget that we're our own system.
The funding and financing side of local government was another thing that I wanted to come to. You've got this awkward situation where the costs of things that local governments need to supply or pay for is going up, and yet they want to keep the people in the area that they serve happy by keeping their rates low so that they're not paying more. And then you've got central government saying, hey, here's this new thing that's now your responsibility. Oh, but we're not going to give you any money to fund that. Have fun. How is that loop fixed?
yeah, people refer it to it as the unfunded mandate. So yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, here, do all this great stuff. And local government is like, thanks. Now we have to like exponentially increase our rates, especially for politicians. You know, they don't want to do that because it won't get them elected. Like, I'm so conscious, like, with all of this sort of discussion with local government about funding and financing and all of this, you feel like, oh, this is just so boring when you just hear all those words and you're like, why does it even matter? But I can assure people, from what I've seen from, well, not only the system of local government, but definitely with central government, is that there's so many important issues, like really basic fundamental stuff, like, will we have clean drinking water in the coming decades? Will we have a functional climate where we can actually like grow food? Will we have a society and communities that actually are connected to each other?
I guess that leads fairly nicely into very low youth involvement in local government and local politics. I guess one of the most obvious examples of where councils are embracing their eye to the future is maybe where they have a youth council. How much of a say that youth council has could vary. But outside of having, you know, fairly small youth council, they don't seem to do much beyond that. And I guess just why don't many local governments, you know, local authorities go much further than that?
I think it's just because people don't, again, they don't understand the importance and insights and rights of younger people. And so it's kind of seen as like a nice to have, like, oh, wouldn't that be cute if sort of some young people said something? Like, we, like at Environment Canterbury, we have the Youth Rōpū, and shout out to them. They are the super engaged bunch, both at uni and at school. And they do, you know, really hard mahi trying to get as many young people as possible to contribute to things and be engaged and add their voices to things. But it's so hard. It's really hard.
And I guess when young people have local councils and, you know, local government authorities that historically haven't shown very well that they care about future generations, then I guess you're going to have a hard time convincing those same young people why they should care about local government as well. Do you have any reasons why they should care about local government?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Basically, I see it without the voice of younger people, they're just going to get screwed because they already are. As the status quo is, as things exist, younger people are getting totally ripped off, whether that be the resources that you think you will be able to rely on in our middle-aged and older years are being used up now. I guess it's just up to people, eh? It's like you can't sort of force people to do things. And actually, for a lot of people, because we have these huge inequities and disparities in our society, a lot of people have no chance of engaging because they're actually just trying to live their lives and like feed themselves and, you know, put a roof over their heads. It's those of us who do have, you know, some level of privilege in terms of like not having to worry about housing or food or discretionary income. Those of us who have the luxury of being able to sort of look around and see what's going on around us, I think it's us where the responsibility really falls. I often talk about how I didn't use my brain literally until I was 24 because I realized how terrible our leaders were when I came into contact with a bunch of MPs and decision makers at different councils and stuff. And I was shocked. I was like, it really rattled me because I just had this assumption that sort of smart, wise, older people were out there somewhere making good decisions for everyone. And then I just realized that that is simply not the case, and that I actually realized that I had to start using my brain and my voice. And yeah, that's just kind of been an ongoing journey for me, learning that you can't just sit back and expect someone else to take care of things.
And while other young people probably won't have the same experience of meeting a bunch of useless MPs, kind of the lesson still stays the same, that it's up to individual people to actually sort of guide what they want to see happen in the future.
It's a crazy world, but it's I think it's exciting in terms of the opportunities for change. And that's where things like the Future for Local Government, the Resource Management Act reform, Three Waters reform, like, to me, those are the kind of opportunities where we could potentially actually get things right and actually start setting ourselves up and younger generations up for a future that doesn't totally suck.
Product of the New Zealand Broadcasting School at Ara Institute of Canterbury.